Okay, it is Monday Money Minute time once again with Patriot Asset Advisors. Jonathan Taylor is here. We are talking about Prince.
You know, Mike, Prince was an odd artist for me. I mean, his music has kind of settled with me as I'll call it an acquired taste.
Yeah.
So, but I respect what he did. Extremely talented songwriter, great musician. I mean, he could shred a guitar and play with the best in the business, no doubt. But one thing Prince could not do was manage his personal finances, Mike.
Yeah. I heard about that.
Yeah, Prince died without a will. His estate was around $156 million at the time of his death. The state of Minnesota decided how his assets would be distributed. Prince had six half-siblings that were initially determined to be heirs, and during that court proceeding, two of them died.
Right.
The half-siblings could not afford the legal fees. You know, it's going to be a prolonged probate proceeding. And as you could imagine, the music industry kind of stepped up, and they wanted rights to Prince's music. So the half-siblings negotiated various deals to get a settlement. One of them was an LLC named Prince Legacy, another group named OAT Holdings, owned by Primary Wave, which is a big independent music producer, talent management company. They acquired three of the heirs in that. But after 6 years of legal battles, various claims, disputes, including the IRS stepping in to say, but you know, that added a lot of time and cost to the settlement. With the legal cost, IRS fines, fees, recording, I mean, I'm not sure what he left, but the $156 million that went into the probate, I'm sure that blender chewed it up and it came out a lot watered down, I'm sure. Want to make the point with the listeners, we do not have the wealth of a prince, but we still have an estate. We own things, and if we do not have a verified document stating where our things go when we are gone, a judge is going to decide who gets what and when. So write it down, update your will, and don't let any purple rain fall on your last day.